continuing on with yesterday's conversation about violence, and with everything that's been going on lately, it's only appropriate that we talk about the TSA and this ridiculous joke of security that's been ramped up and increased in airports. It's beyond frustrating that if you want to fly, you now have the option of either going through dangerous radiation and having a random person look at images of your naked body, or you can have another random person sexually molest you and grope you. That's it. Those are your options. If you want to fly, you give up your rights, period. The thing that's even more frustrating about this is it doesn't actually accomplish any good. The idea of airport security, the way that it stands right now, is ridiculous. I absolutely understand and agree with the concept of having metal detectors, not allowing firearms or explosives, or even to a certain extent knives, even though pocket knives or things like that. I mean, I carry one every day, and it's frustrating to not be able to have it with me on an airplane, but I'm willing to concede that. But that can all be accomplished with a metal detector. The idea of doing these serious violations of our rights only in the name of security when it really doesn't accomplish anything, even if it were to accomplish something, it would be frustrating and it would be ridiculous. But the fact that it doesn't even protect us, it doesn't even stop people from smuggling dangerous materials or weapons onto an airplane, is just insulting. What blows my mind is that you have 80% of Americans that agree with this, that are willing to give up their rights, their right to privacy, for a faux sense of security and safety while flying on an airplane. Ben Franklin said, "Those who are willing to sacrifice a little bit of freedom for a little bit of security will lose both and deserve neither." Now, obviously, the system of government and society is you sacrifice a little bit of freedom for the sake of security. I am not advocating anarchy, but we have taken it way too far. And again, I reiterate, this is not even effective. I am aware of silicone-based, very, very dense materials that can be created into weapons that you can smuggle onto planes. You can hide one in your purse because it looks like a hairbrush. So even if you don't have it on your person, and even if it does come up on your bag scanner, you still have a weapon available to you on your plane. Doesn't accomplish anything. Even if it does, it's wrong. The best deterrent for violence on an airplane is going to be people themselves and people being prepared. Now, when 9/11 happened, we know that the terrorists were able to take over those planes because they had box cutters. They didn't have rocket launchers on the plane or chemical weapons or anything like that. It was simple box cutters. And so what if every woman in the country carried a can of mace in her purse? What if every man knew how to subdue an opponent in a fist fight or in a knife fight or anything else? If people were prepared and armed, then we would have the ability to actually stop these kind of attacks from happening. No, it wouldn't be 100%. Yes, they would find another way to get around things, but then you're solving the problem and deterring things without giving up our freedoms, without making us more dependent on yet another agency, without making us more reliant on somebody else to do our violence for us. Because yes, violence is still being done. Really, an armed society is a polite society. If you had every person down the that was walking down the street who owned a gun, the number of crimes would be a lot less. If you had every person on an airplane that knew how to handle themselves in a dangerous situation, then the terrorist threat or any other threat on an airplane or a train or anything else would be so much less, because we as individuals and collectively as a group of people would be able to stop these things from happening. It's like the one plane in the 9/11 attacks that didn't hit its target. It didn't hit its target because there were men and women on board who decided that they were going to take matters into their own hands. Sadly, those people still lost their lives. And that is, it's a tragedy. But they were able to save others because they took their own safety and everything else into their own hands. I am vehemently opposed to this idea with the TSA. If you still choose to fly, that's understandable. That's fine by me. Do me a favor, though. If you're standing in that scanner, at least give them the middle finger while you're up there.